Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today we're diving into the fascinating world of AI and exploring DeepSeek R1, a large language model making waves as a ChatGPT rival. Buckle up, folks. This is going to be a wild ride.
Ooh, exciting. A new challenger enters the arena. So what exactly did they put DeepSeek through its paces with?
A simple yet practical task, plotting the 20 most visited cities on an interactive map. Think clickable points revealing city name, rank, and visitor count, all within a Google Colab environment using Python.
Okay, standard stuff. But what makes DeepSeek special here? Did it just spit out code?
Not just code, my friend. Smart code. This video highlighted DeepSeek's web browsing feature, which, unlike free ChatGPT, is free here. It scoured the web for up-to-date info, even using a reasoning model to resolve conflicting data. How cool is that?
Whoa, conflicting data. That's a real-world problem. So did it work?
It did. It pulled the top 20 cities, visitor numbers, and latitude-longitude, packaging it all neatly into a pandas data frame, ready for plotting with Folium. Plus, it even offered some insightful commentary, like Bangkok being the most visited city in 2024, with a whopping 32.4 million visitors.
Impressive. That saves a ton of manual data wrangling. Did they just copy-paste the code into Colab?
Exactly, piece by piece, installing libraries, importing data, creating the map. And boom, an interactive map with clickable markers displaying all the requested info. It even thoughtfully included the year for each visitor count, even though it wasn't explicitly asked for.
Smart, but I can see a problem. Just looking at 20 markers, it's hard to quickly grasp the most popular cities. Did they address that?
Oh, they absolutely did. They went back to DeepSeek, requesting a color-coded map. Top 5 in red, next 5 in blue, and so on. And again, DeepSeek delivered, providing code that beautifully categorized the cities on the map with a handy legend.
Now that's what I call user-friendly. It's like having a research assistant and a coder rolled into one.
Right? Imagine doing all this pre-LLMs, manually searching for data, latitude, longitude, then coding. What a nightmare. This really demonstrates the power of these models. The video even hinted at future DeepSeek versus ChatGPT comparisons, which I'm totally here for.
Me too. This is just the tip of the iceberg. I can't wait to see what these models can do next. Thanks for breaking down this exciting development.
Absolutely. And thank you for listening to Nutty's Show. We'll catch you next time with more fascinating insights from the world of cooking, technology, and finance. So long, everyone.
Goodbye.